So what is WordPress? WordPress is fast becoming quite a common blog interface, quite a common blog use. There are other blogs like Blogger and Tumblr. They're the main ones. And I guess each blog service has got a slightly different style, but WordPress has got a particular style of you being able to download and customize each part of the blog and use it on your own domain host service, or you can plug it into make it a website, any website, rather than having it as a .wordpress.com name. Whereas the Tumblr ones, they seem to just be Tumblr accounts. Similarly, like everything else nowadays, you have friends and followers and subscribers, and the world of blogs is really interesting. But from a website point of view, even more interesting, because WordPress has allowed this open community to embrace different types of media that can be made digital and ready instantly. And WordPress has basically created, without knowing it, this style. And it means that it's not instantly, but slowly over this period of time. And it's not quite made common knowledge, I suppose, by the mass popularity of like the people that do use computers, but slowly but surely you can see the development of websites not just holding information but looking slightly better, but then sacrificing some of the looks to carry out basic code functions, to be semantically correct, to be SEO friendly, but in that to have different types of feeds. And for people to be able to comment and comment freely, add videos and pictures and things like that. And to be able to do that, you need an interface that it's not just user friendly, it's an interface that embraces people, allows people to engage in technology so that they are part of something, so they can express their opinion of that. And that means that there's, in some way, for a user to be able to do that, there's got to be a common number of elements. Like when the internet first came about, it's quite clear that people needed to move around a website. So sitemaps were not just invented but made more popular. And more popular were different horizontal or vertical style navigation bars. But more importantly, questioning, do we need the about page? Do we need the home page? And these are simple bits. I think in future, WordPress is implementing now this ideology. And in future, it'll just be embedded and ingrained into digital culture and society, people's understanding of the digital realm. And going onto a website, it will be really natural for people to just comment on something, because WordPress is currently building up these ideological values about the expression of self in medium and how that might be construed. And it's all done just through its interface. So, how to search for a blog, what's the most recent blog, if there's a blog section, if the whole site's a blog, topic, making things different topics. I mean, there are some websites that just has a mass of specific things to do with a city, and that's categorized down into theatre, movies, music, pubs and bars. And I think there's many different ways of styling it, and that sounds like one way, but there are many different ways. But magically, what WordPress is doing is making these values simple and basic, and just like inventing and designing this navigation bar that's universal, WordPress is creating this brand new way of communicating, and it's still not hit the mass yet, but I think it will do, in a few years.